Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer at the NFL Combine, joined by former Bears cornerback Jeremy Lincoln. Jeremy, we were just talking. You were drafted in the third round in 1992, same year I started covering the Bears. Neither of us has aged at all, I can tell you that for a fact. But tell me about the Combine. How has it changed since you came here?
Well, I think in 92 was really the first time it was somewhat covered in a sense of from a media perspective. So needless to say, it's changed very much. You could just walk in here and almost pretty much walk by a security guard to go watch the Combine and the kids compete. So it's changed dramatically, and it's been good for the NFL.
I think Bear fans will be interested to find out what you're doing now, so why don't you tell everybody what's going on in your life?
Well, I'm still involved in the league in a sense of from the grassroots perspective of training defensive backs, getting them ready for this process and the draft process. So I have a facility called XP Sports with Tony Bellani and Chris Carter being our other partner in it down there, and we prepare them for the life on the field and try to get them ready for the life off the field as well.
So who are some of the guys that you worked with mostly this year?
This year, Will Jackson of Houston, the cornerback. Artie Burns, University of Miami cornerback, who has a great story, a sad story, but great story, but his mom passing. Von Bell, the safety out of Ohio State. Keanu Neal, Florida, University of Florida. Harlan Miller, that a lot of people have now just found out who he was. Tall, lanky corner from Southeast Louisiana. We're working on projects with a kid like Rashard Robinson, who was a highly touted player coming out of the state of Florida, played at LSU 1 year, 2 years, almost a year and a half, and then got kicked off because of situations that who probably, possibly could be the best true pure corner besides Hargrave in this draft. And Justin Burris of North Carolina State, and the list goes on.
Now, obviously, you talk a lot about what technique and all that stuff, but I want to know, what do you tell them about advice you give them for off the field and becoming an NFL player?
Well, understand what save your money really means. You know, a lot of people say save your money, but truly understand and get the right people around you to help you through this process. Let's face it, some of those names I just reeled off are 20 years old. You know, I was 22, which barely 22, going into the draft. And some of these kids are 20 years old, never been around this situation. The parents and the family, some of the situations are not great. Most parents aren't in the house together. And you know, putting the right people around them at the right time. It starts with the agent. It starts with, just a financial planner or an accountant, which I do on a day-to-day basis, but to really put the right people around them to steer them the right direction and make the best decisions they can. So a lot of people pulling on them out here, especially with the money they're making these days.
Great. I have to ask you, there's one game that I really remember that I really enjoyed, the game against the Packers, 1993. I think you know where I'm going with this. The Bears won, I believe, 30-24 and did not score an offensive touchdown.
No.
The defense scored three times. I believe you got in the end zone as well against Brett Favre. What do you remember from that day?
Well, it's funny. I get people that find that on YouTube, and they send it to me when I jumped over Brett. And it's funny. My mom has a picture because it was on the front back second page of the Sports Illustrated. And so she still has it on the wall. So I saw Brett about 2 years ago. I took the picture and sent it to him. Remember that day? And he goes, oh, my God. He just walks away. Stop. I don't want to even talk about it. But, no, that was a great time. It was a great way to dominate on defense, and it's one of the few wins we've had against the Packers in quite some time. So we need to start, writing that ship and getting it together. And I think Coach Fox, being my former coach in New York, and we all know about him and what he hopefully can do for this team.
You mentioned Coach Fox, a former. I know you still talk to him. Tell me what kind of a guy he is, what kind of coach he is.
Well, first of all, he's truly a player's coach, and a lot of people don't understand what that really means is. But he has a way to adjust to all 53 guys plus the practice group. Everybody's an individual. Everybody's a little different. And through his experience, obviously the success he's had, he's learned how to do that. And it's just be a player's coach. But he's going to do it his way. You know, if you don't do it his way, you shouldn't be playing there. That's just the concept. And that's what's made him successful. So if you believe in it, he's not a drill sergeant. He just wants you to go out there and play football and have fun and make plays. And that's it. If you don't make plays, you won't play. That's just the bottom line. That's how it should be.
Great catching up with you, Jeremy, and thanks a lot for watching on ChicagoBears.com.